listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
All took to keep me coming back for more. One bite of your hook and a fishing for the line to make sure I give you my heart. You call me fair and square, yeah, right here in your arms. Love is in the air. The smell of your hair is enough to drive a good man crazy. The smile that you wear is the only thing I believe in lately. Yeah, I still remember the night that we first met. Yeah, I got your sweater, a chance to dance with Juliet. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you how to feel. Tell me I'm the only one and this is real. Love is in the air, I feel that on my feet, floating with the wind beneath me. If love is everywhere, you are all I see. Taking separate hearts to make one complete. Real dream where I met my Cinderella. Two hearts, one beat. This fairy tale will last forever. It wasn't my plan to fall in love with you, but
my hand to your hand, fit perfectly just like they're meant to. And I don't wanna be the one to tell you how to feel. Tell me I'm the only one and this is real. Love is in the air, I feel light on my feet, floating with the winds beneath me. If love is everywhere, you are all I see, taking separate hearts to make one complete. Whatever it takes, I'll do it just for you. But don't be afraid, I know that you're not used to sharing deeper thoughts, a rope binding your heart to anyone, but I'm not just anyone, no, no. Love is in the air, I feel light on my feet, floating with the wind. Love is everywhere, you are all I see. Love is in the air, I feel out of my feet, floating with the wind as it carries me. Love is everywhere, you are all I see, taking separate hearts to make one complete, to make one complete. You made me complete, to make one complete.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's topic is going to be about getting started. Do we get started? We'll talk about as it applies to music a little bit, and then as it pertains to many other facets of life, as I feel like it's an area where a concept that is pretty universal for most things in life. Mark Twain has a famous quote: the best way to get ahead is to get started. I love that quote. How many times in life do we have ideas for something cool that we want to do or learn, be a part of? For instance, have you ever thought about starting your own business? Or going on a really cool vacation or trip, or learning an instrument, or going back to school. Sometimes the thought of it, initial thought of something, sounds cool. And then maybe you start thinking about all the work that has to, the quote unquote work that has to be done in order to accomplish or achieve or do some of those things. Then it starts to get a little overwhelming. Or there's so many other things in life that kind of take priority because, well, let's face it, you gotta pay the bills, you gotta make sure the food is made for the kids, drop off the kids, pick them up from school, take them to sporting events, fix stuff in the house, go to work. And sometimes these cool ideas are just kind of things we have in our head. Maybe we write them down. Maybe we put them, you know, in a text message or an email to ourselves or something. Maybe they just swirl around in our head and we never get them out. But it's worth taking action on some of these ideas because life is too short. We might have some of these ideas in our head and they sound really cool, and you'll say, I mean, I've been guilty of this too, and I've heard other people guilty of this. They say, oh, it's just not the right time, or I don't have enough money, or I'll do that when I'm retired. Well, what happens if you don't make it to retirement? There's never going to be enough time, and there's never going to be enough money. So it's just about doing it, you know, getting the courage and having the faith to just go ahead and do it and to figure out a way for it to all work out. That's called improvisation, really. I do that a lot in music. I mean, that's been mostly my music career, is kind of thinking on the fly. I mean, I don't know how to read music. If you gave me sheet music, it would look like a foreign language to me. I know what the bass and treble clef look like, but I don't know where all the notes sit and as it pertains to the different staffs. And I'm okay with that. So I've lived my entire musical career thinking outside of the box, trial and error, trying to figure out what sounds good, what chord progressions sound good with one another, what scales sound good with one another. And so I've lived my entire musical career outside of the strict music theory, where you're sort of following it almost with blinders on, like, okay, I could do this, this, or this, because that's what music theory tells me. Instead, where I'm coming from, it's all been, okay, what sounds cool, what doesn't sound cool, or pleasing to the ears, and figuring it out as you go. I mean, that's most of life anyway. If anybody tells you, I got it all figured out, they're lying. They might be a little too proud to admit that they don't really have it figured out, or they're putting on a front that they do. At any rate, let's bring this back to just getting started, this idea of just getting started. If you've never learned an instrument and you're interested in doing so, there's so many things you can learn from nowadays just going on YouTube. I wouldn't recommend that at first. It would be nice to learn from somebody in person. Maybe learn by reading a few things too. There's things out there, if you don't really want to sit down and learn music per se in the standard sort of theoretical sense, there's something called guitar tablature, which pretty much tells you where to put your fingers for certain chords and notes, and figuring it out that way. But it's just about getting started. Do we let these ideas and concepts and things we want to do overwhelm us, or do they inspire us to take action? And you know, I had this kind of, I don't want to call it a reality check, but maybe a little bit of a wake-up call and a kind of push from behind a little over a year ago, when I was running my business part-time on the side, trying to get some extra royalties and income for the songs that I had written with my solo project, and then a bunch of friends, bands and artists that I know of, get their music out there and promote them in different ways, and in-flight entertainment systems and background radio, kind of retail radio, in-store music, TV shows, small little commercials, indie films, and really anything I could get the music into as a side thing. And then I started going to a couple different day programs for individuals who had developmental disabilities, as well as some nursing homes for folks who have Alzheimer's and dementia. And I was given the choice at the company I was at, previously to going on my own, to work behind a desk, which I knew the answer to that would be no, because I'd done that in my life already, and that's why I got into the human services field, is to serve humans, not to serve a computer. Or basically leave the company. So I knew after that first meeting I had with upper management that I knew I was going to leave the company, and this was the time to do my own thing and run with it. The idea was always there, and I acted on it in a small way, not the entire way. Well, now I've been acting on it in a full way, and it's really opened up so many different possibilities and opportunities and just amazing people and that I've met and the agencies I've been able to work with and positively impact people. So I bring this all up because I was just about getting started. Yes, there was paperwork I had to fill out. There's still paperwork I have to fill out. Yes, some of it is mundane, but for the most part, I get up every morning really excited to do what I do. It's a kind of mixture of a bunch of different things now. That's all music encompassing to help people. Now it's not just going to Alzheimer's and dementia care patients in nursing homes and assisted living facilities and day programs for those who had developmental disabilities, but I also write songs for sick kids. I go to drug and alcohol counseling centers and do group songwriting sessions. I go to places like the Centenary Soup Kitchen and Homefront and do music sessions for them. I go into libraries and do children's programs. And we not only go to day programs, but we also go to aftercare programs now and respite programs after like a normal school day for more kids to teenagers. So it's really running the gamut of going into places and helping people. And it's all because the idea was sort of there, then it got pushed into real action. So what has been holding you back from maybe following through on an idea or several ideas for things that you really want to get accomplished in life and do in life? After all, we only have one life. And the more we say, I don't have time, I don't have money, I'll do it when I'm retired, we keep pushing these things back and inevitably life gets in the way. Sometimes you just have to get started. And yes, it's going to take a lot of hard work and dedication and passion, and sometimes it might seem a little crazy, the ideas, but you know, who would have thought we would have been flying in an airplane in the 1800s? Nobody thought that. Well, in the early 1900s, that happened. And who would have thought we would have landed on the moon less than 60 years after we started flying? That is amazing. And we're now doing that. And now it's, who would have thought we would be able to do a mission to Mars only 50 to 60 years after we landed on the moon? So this is amazing stuff. And it's just incredible once you finally put these ideas, as crazy as they may seem at the beginning, into action. You get some real amazing stuff that comes from it. And that's just one small example. So I urge you today, what idea or ideas have you been holding on to and have written down or have been swirling around in your head that you haven't taken action? Don't put it to the back burner. Get started on it. Life's too short. And we only have one of them to live. That's it for today, guys. Have a great day. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
With a memory of you, yes I will. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said
that gave me a chance. We can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece and a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the size of heaven and pumpkin pie. A sweet dream that finally came true. Yes, it did. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Give me your heart, which just fits so well. Falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.
Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. Cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. You in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Cause that's what friends are for. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thin. I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. That's what friends are for.